Taking diversification to a new level. William Mays on this moment of Indiana history. Having served the Circle City's black community for 95 years, the Indianapolis Recorder was in financial straits in 1990. Recognizing the historic value of Indiana's fourth oldest black publication, while seeking to diversify his business holdings, one of Indiana's most successful entrepreneurs swooped in to save it. The winner of Indiana University's Herman B. Wells Visionaries Award and the Madam C.J. Walker Lifetime Achievement Award, among many others, William G. Mays is an Evansville native whose chemical distribution company is among the nation's 15 largest. With both a B.A. in chemistry and an M.B.A. from IU, Mays rose from lab testing to corporate planning during stints at Procter & Gamble, Eli Lilly, and Cummins Engine, before becoming president of Specialty Chemicals in Indianapolis in 1977. Having increased sales 15-fold in 3 years, Mays resigned in protest of the racial homogeneity of the company's board of directors. Launching Mays Chemical in 1980, Mays has grown the business from a one-person outfit into one of the nation's 20 most successful black-owned companies, supplying chemical components for the food and beverage, automotive, and pharmaceutical industries. Mays Chemical serves a clientele whose diversity echoes that of Mays's other holdings, from media to construction, with a special interest in fledgling black-owned businesses. Over the years, Mays has demonstrated his civic leadership as well, as the first African-American to serve on and often to chair numerous state boards and commissions. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.